This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. So there's the inflation that we as consumers see directly, and that is at the highest it's been in more than four decades. But there's also inflation at the wholesale level, and we'll get the latest numbers on that later this morning. It's called the Producer Price Index. This kind of inflation affects anyone buying at the wholesale level, and that would include school districts. They buy food for the cafeteria, fuel for fleets of buses, all the while dealing with higher pay for teachers and other employees. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that.
Superintendent Paul Imhoff leads Upper Arlington City School District in Ohio, just outside of Columbus, where they get a lot of snow. And the schools have to keep their sidewalks and parking lots cleared.
So we go through an enormous amount of salt just so our schools are safe and they can be accessed and we can keep the doors open.
The district is now paying more for all that salt. Imhoff says prices have also gone up for things like paper and cleaning supplies. He leads the school superintendents association and says other districts are seeing prices rise too.
I think a lot of people are trying to determine if this is a new normal or if this is a bump in the road.
If it is the new normal, another cost that could be affected is wages. Like many employers, school districts are facing pressure to raise them.
Their employees are also paying more at the pump. They're paying more at the grocery store. They're paying more for, you know, a used car.
Marguerite Rosa directs the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown University. The federal government did give districts $122 billion in the American Rescue Plan. That's the stimulus that passed last year. But that money is for improving HVAC systems, hiring counselors, and other things related to the pandemic. It's not for long-term increased costs. Janelle Kubinick with the nonprofit WestEd says districts have to plan for the future.
You know, many of them are faced with saying, well, we can't afford to have all the expenses we have if we don't see a dramatic increase in ongoing revenue.
In Ohio, Superintendent Imhoff is going to ask voters to increase his district's revenue and has to consider the different inflation forecasts.
Because we don't like to ask our voters for money any more often than every 3 or 4 years. And so we have to make sure that we ask for enough, but we certainly don't want to ask for too much.
Imhoff says he has to decide how much money to ask for by this summer. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.